Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
All right, let's get into the word. We want to talk about Zoe. Zoe. Zoe simply means the God life. The God life. Now listen, you were not called into this world to live anyhow. Alright? To live in the consciousness of whatever life you want to live in. Nobody knows the creation like the Creator. Are you listening to me tonight? Listen to me. Look at me, everyone. Some of you are burning your face. I'll still tell you. God created you. Not your father. Not your mother. That doesn't mean you should disrespect them. Are you listening to me? Not your culture. Not your school. Who created you? God. He created you and I. Now, nobody would tell me that they know how this... What makes up this chair more than the person that produced the chair? He may come here and just look at the chair and just do one thing, and the chair will just be disassembled. Isn't it? I will not be able to use it again. And if it has a problem, he knows what to do immediately to solve the problem. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. Just like nobody should know Toyota cars, like the people who made Toyota, who own the company, I mean. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So nobody knows you like God himself. In the beginning, he said, I've created you in my word, image and my likeness. Nobody knows you like God. I mean, a few years ago, was it two, 3 years ago, I was sitting here in the beginning of Zoe conference, and I said, we are not homo habilis. We are not homo erectus. You know the theory of evolution, can you remember? We are not homo sapiens, then homo sapiens sapiens. What are we? I said, we are homo Christus. Are we together? Homo means like. Christus means Christ. We are like Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me? So it doesn't matter the adjective they give us in school to define us. Whether they say high animals, whether they say more beautiful animals, whether they say intelligent animals. As long as animals is there, we are not there. Now, that doesn't mean that you will take another distinction, all right? Listen to me carefully, all right? Yes, I don't know why some of you are looking up there. We are building, okay? I heard Mama talking about it, so be part of it so that next year will not be next year's away conference. We should be there. Are we together? Yes, so it doesn't matter the adjective they use. We are what? Homo Christus. If they say high animals, we are not. As long as there is what? Animals there. We are not like animals. We are not animals. God said in the beginning, I have created man in my word, image and word, likeness, simple and short. In other words, if you want to understand yourself, go to God. Not to anybody in this world, go to God. Psychology does not know you. They don't. I've been saying it for years. Psychologists are wonderful people until they decide to be proud. If they are humble to receive the Holy Spirit and allow Him to teach them, they'll be wonderful people. But if they decide to be proud, they'll be tired. They are in an endless pursuit of nothing, something that does not exist. You know, one time I was describing psychology to a professor. She's come here more frequently. She's now in Abuja. So one time, I didn't know that she's a professor in psychology. So I was just telling her about psychology, and she was just doing her head like this. Her son now told me, my mommy studied psychology. I was like, I need to go and apologize. But she was like, I understand. I said, psychology is a study of a dark cat in a dark room with his eyes closed. Now, listen carefully. Let me break it down. Psychology, everything about psychology is to understand man. All right? And the man that psychology understands is the man that left Eden. The man that what? Psychology does not know the real man of the heart, the true man in the heart of God. They don't know it. That's why when we talk about it, they think we're mad. When we tell them that an addiction can leave immediately you come into Christ, they'll be like, it's a lie. They only tell you things like, Nobody breaks an addiction. You only replace an addiction with another addiction. But the Bible says, if anybody be, is a word. You see that we're having a problem already with them. Are you seeing that? They have another thing they call is a manifestation of demons, but they gave it a beautiful name. And the reason why these demons are still existing is because psychologists created wonderful books, put them in the books, in the writing of the books, and now have these wonderful ACPT libraries where they are saving the names of these demons. And as long as their names are there, they keep on existing. For instance, they have what they call multiple personalities. It's a case in psychology. The ability of a man to behave like an old man, probably if he's old, he behaves like an old man, a young boy. The ability of a man in his 50s to behave like a young girl, like an old woman. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? Psychologists welcome the idea. They say it is very possible for an old man to behave like another person, a young girl, a young boy. And if you look at it carefully, we are suspecting them already. That is why they welcome gayism and lesbianism. Now that's demonic manifestation. There's no need to put it inside a book. The reason why some demons are still existing is because we are calling it education. We are just writing them and putting them in book and putting them in library. That's why they still exist. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So psychologists, for the ones that understand the Holy Spirit, it works well for them. But for the ones that don't understand the Holy Spirit, they are in an endless pursuit. They have more confused. The more they go up, the more they are confused. The most confused set of psychologists are the professors. The higher you go, the more confused you are. I'm not trying to insult. I'm just saying the fact. They are studying the man that left Eden. The true man of the heart, they don't know. That man that God had in his heart before Adam disobeyed and left Eden, they don't know. Do you know that even in Eden, Adam did not manifest the fullness of his quality? He did not. He was supposed to be eating from the tree of life. Our God is yesterday, today, forever. If he wanted Adam to know by eating yesterday, he wants Adam to know by eating today. Now, as we behold Jesus like a, we are being what? So except we understand God's word, we cannot be transformed into a people like God. It's not possible. So as Adam will eat from the tree of life, he becomes like Christ. But he didn't do that. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. He ate from the wrong tree. And because now he knows good and evil without the right database that should determine that, God said, you are dead. Now that's the problem with the world. They are claiming to understand good from evil without wrong data, with wrong database. Now, it's just like saying a lady's eye has tear or a guy's eye has tear. It's more with ladies, sorry, that's why I use lady. When you say that, what do you mean? She's thinking she's mature, but she's only being what? Foolish. If you do your mathematics and scripture very well, Paul said something in Hebrews 5. He said, when one is skilled in the words of righteousness, around verse 13, 12, 13, 14. He said, when one is skilled in the words of righteousness and his senses become exercised. In other words, when you understand the word of God, he said, what happens is that it brings you to a point where your senses, your human senses, your reasoning, guess what? Exercise to a point that you can tell the difference between what? Wrongs and right. It means that it is only God's word that has the potency to help you come to that point where you can tell accurately wrongs from what? Right. That was a promise that Jesus gave us from the Old Testament. I will put my law in their heart. Nobody needs to tell them what to do. They will be my people. I will become their word. They will know what is wrong from what is what. Because if we know God, then we know all that is not of God. Yeah. Moses was not privileged to see the face of God, the person of God, but we are privileged to see it. The Bible says, as we behold Jesus like a mirror, we are being what? Transformed. So the knowledge of Jesus is a fulfillment of the law. Because as we know Jesus, we know all that is not of Jesus. Jesus is the true light. And if you understand the fullness of light, which is Jesus, you have everything that it is for life and what? Godliness. Are you guys here tonight? But Adam did not know God first before he ate from the wrong tree. He didn't eat from the tree of life yet. And he ate from the wrong tree. He was claiming to know life, wrongs from right, without first understanding God first by eating from the right tree, which is the tree of life. And that was death for Adam. That was death. He was living on assumptions. And that's what is happening with a lot of people today. living on assumptions. They've not understood God, and whatever they are doing, they think it is right. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth what? But the end of it is what? See, there's no even defense for people that are ignorant. The Bible said there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end of it is death. So it is very dangerous to walk in assumptions. Very dangerous. Are you listening to me? Very important. Very dangerous. And that's why nothing is as powerful as sound doctrine. Nothing. Paul speaking to Timothy, he said, "Dear beloved Timothy, if you love your life and the people that hear you, you must pay attention to doctrine. Because as a man thinks in his, so is he. You are never better than how you think. And what determines your thinking is your information. So if Satan wants to destroy you, he gives you falsehood. You begin to believe lies. That's how he destroys you, because he is the father of lies. He keeps you in one place stuck by giving you a lie. Are you listening to me tonight? It doesn't matter who says the lie. What the lie? Whether BSU, any higher institution, whether Joe Biden, whether Barack Obama, we don't care who is saying the lie. A lie is a lie. And that's why you got to be bold as a child of God. One of the things the word of God will do is that it will kill low self-esteem. You will not have it. As I'm standing right here, I can disagree in love. Disagree in love with somebody who is saying falsehood. No matter the Lamborghini you have, it is wrong. No matter the color of your skin, it is wrong. A man is not supposed to marry a man. We don't care who said it. We don't care what country is practicing it. The Bible did not say white men are the light of the world. It said you are the light of the world. A city set upon, you cannot be what? No. Even if your skin is looking like it's black, the Bible said you cannot be hidden. Because your light is not determined by your skin color. The glory of the Lord is risen from within us to the outside. And that's why Jesus said, let your light so shine. Let it shine before men. Are you here tonight? So, we're talking about your life, the quality of life you've got. While I was driving, I was under the bridge. Beautiful Macodihas Bridge. I was under the bridge. As I was saying, the Lord just showed me something. Because there was a car, a very big car, on a normal day. That car, I will not see his back. His helos. But I passed the car. Pew! I passed another big one. Pew! So, I was trying to look at them from behind. Their wiper was not working. So I said, okay, that's why they are very careful. Because it doesn't matter the capacity of the car. Now that the wiper is not working, if they try to move too much, they'll die. But me with my smaller car, I am passing them. Pew, pew, because everything is working. Tell somebody, everything is working. And the Lord opened my eyes to something. He said, a lot of times Christians understand one or two side of what I've done for them. But if they don't understand other parts, they may not be working effectively upon the face of the earth. Maybe everything is working, but your wiper is not working. You have a very powerful car, but now that rain is falling, your wiper is not working. You didn't pay attention to wiper. You didn't know what wiper is supposed to be used for. You know, Jesus has done everything for us, but some people don't understand what he has done for us as regards to the flesh. When we say eternal life, we're talking about the God standard of life. It is his life demonstrated through Jesus Christ. When we see Jesus, we see God, the demonstration of God's eternal life. That's why in John 17, verse 3, the Bible said, if you want to have eternal life, you have it by the knowledge of God through Jesus. So as you understand the person of God through Jesus, you understand eternal life, because eternal life is the God life. But if you don't understand what Jesus has done for us, as regards to the flesh, you'll be saying your sins are forgiven and etc. And the flesh will still be dealing with you. For years I've seen that the church, to an extent, don't understand what Jesus has done for us as regards to the flesh. Take for instance, sometimes we quote this scripture. A lot of times I just feel like people quote it without revelation. That if the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that spirit has what? Quickened your mortal body. Now look at the next part of scripture. I want everybody to read. I've been doing this, but I want to do it more carefully this time. Let's read together. Therefore, brethren, we are what? The Bible says we are owing God something. We are in debt. adapt us not to what? In other words, God gave us something and he's like, pay me back. Alright? Yeah. Does it make any sense? He said, if the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the same spirit has quickened your mortal body. It is quickened already. How many of you are full of the Holy Spirit here? You, with evidence of praying in other tongues. If the Holy Ghost is in you, your body has been quickened. If is a conditional statement. If the same spirit, I like the look. If the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead lives in you and I, that same spirit has quickened. That is why you are a debtor in the next verse. Debtor not to walk according to the flesh, because you will die. But debtors to by the Spirit mortify the desires of the flesh. Why? He has done something in you already. And if you look at God's character, he doesn't make it kinetic. He makes it potential first. He wants you to partner with it so that it becomes kinetic. Instead of giving cash, he gives the power to bring about cash. He said, I'm the Lord God that gave you the power to bring about wealth. In other words, instead of giving you holy living, no, he gives you the ability, righteousness, to bring about holiness upon the face of the earth. How many of you believe you are right with God? This is some of the deeper understanding of what it means for you to be right with God. When we say you are God's righteousness, it simply means that you are capacitated like God himself to live like God upon the face of the earth. That's why instead of giving you anything, car, anything upon the face of the earth, what he chose to give you was his own life. He gave you his own quality of life, not reduced quality, eternal life, the quality of life that he has. And he said, go and represent me. Jesus said, as the Father sends me, so send I you. The same capacity, same arsenal. I'm not reducing any machinery. With what I have, the ministry of angels, what I have on my inside, the same capacity as the Father sends me, so send I you. That's not where it stopped. In John 17, he said something again. He said, the glory I have with the Father, I have given also to you. Same glory. I hope you know the purpose for why God came as Jesus to the earth is to reveal you to yourself. That's the only reason why he came. That's why David in the Old Testament saw into the new and said, Yeshua, my salvation. God is our salvation. He is our salvation. When you are like Christ, you are complete, not lacking anything. If you get to understand Christ, humility comes inside. Everything, righteousness comes inside. Deliverance is in his name. Everything is in his name. That's why the Bible says, in righteousness, thou art established. Thou art far away from what? Oppression. You can't be right with God and demons touch you. It's not possible. I even get what I'm trying to say. Very important. It's not pride. My guys know me here. We never have a meeting where we pray against Satan. It's not possible. I just teach you to get to the realm where he does not have the slightest opportunity. He will never have the slightest opportunity to come nigh. That realm is far beyond what? Principalities and powers. The Father's right hand. Far. How far is it? How many of you know how far it is? Do you know? The Bible just says far. God is like, it's not something you can measure. It's very far. Ever taken a flight, anybody here? If I've ever taken a flight, don't lie. In the presence of God. Can I see your hands? No. I rebuke that demon. Now, if you have taken a flight, can I see your hands? Now is your year of flight in the name of Jesus. What? You're going to take a lot of flights. A lot. You take and come back, right? Now, if you ever took a flight, all right, one of those days I was trying to take flight, I was trying to go somewhere. And while I was at the airport, I was talking with some of my pastors. And they were saying they were going to miss me, even though I knew they were lying, because I knew they were going to rest that season. I will not disturb them. So, as I was about to take the flight, we're talking and etc. I could see where they were. But when we took the flight, I was trying to look at them, all right? And as I go up, they were getting smaller. As I go up, they become smaller. I got to a point, but I looked at the same place. I could not even see anybody there again. I was like, what's happening? Where are we? Are we in heaven? Not like that. You see, as I go up, they become smaller. I go up again, they become smaller. I got to a point, they are still there, but I couldn't see them. That's why sometimes when you ask us, does Satan exist? Some of us find it difficult to answer you. Not because we don't know he's existing in the life of the disobedient. The Bible said the prince of this was Satan, who walketh in the lives of the disobedient. Many people who don't know the Lord, or who are Christians but listening to secular songs, who are Christians but not doing the word of God. Who are Christians but like Big Brother Niger. For instance, Satan is working in you. There is no argument. I'm the preacher here. We will not give you mic. Satan is working in you. You are a child of disobedience. I mean, Pastor, I don't like that pastor. He tell me, say, Satan did me because I did watch people that night. Not true. He did you. Now, no jokes. Now, no matter how you don't like it, it's the truth. If you are short and I say you are tall, I'm lying to you. And as preachers, sometimes we've got to hurt your feelings. Are you listening to me? We got to. We will not get to that point of the Jesus' realm where we'll have to flog you. But we got to hurt your feelings a few times. I hope you know Jesus flogged people in the Bible. The thing was too much. He took koboko and flogged the hell out of them. Now that's your Jesus. Oh. Now when you are worshiping, you are like this. He flogs. But when he flogged, was he good? At that point, he lost the Holy Ghost. You know, some people think pastoring is every time we see you, be like, hi, how are you? You are doing the wrong thing. You're like, oh, do it small, small. Do it small, small. No! There's rebuke in pastoring. Well, we're talking nice. You know, one time I asked some people in church, I said, describe me. Some people say, he's kind. Then some people now turned and looked at them. I said, who is kind in their heart? I was like, I understand what is happening. Anybody that thinks I'm not kind had always I tried to be stupid before. And I called them to my office. I'm like, why are you behaving stupid? Why? After you have loved God like this, is this how you want to live your life? And some of them, you rebuke them and they think you are harsh. No, I'm still good, even though I was harsh at that point. Alright, so I'm just saying the truth. Many years ago, I entered my sister's house, the second one following me. She's married, she used to have one girl, now she has two, a boy also. And I saw her watching Big Brother Niger, Pastor Sister. After a powerful evening session, I said, let me branch her, please. I was not married, so that I would eat food. You know those lilac greetings. And as I opened the door, I saw her watching Big Brother Niger. So I sat down. And then carried the baby. She ran to me. I carried her. I said, let's watch together. So I told her, that's how you're going to be, right? You're going to dance like this. You're going to be dancing. One time you go to Big Brother Niger, you'll be dancing for your mommy. These parties they are doing, you're doing for your mom. She now started rebuking me. God forbid, Holy Ghost fire. It will not work in Jesus' name. Not my daughter. I said, You don't want your daughter to do what? Are you not enjoying what you are saying? But Simon, no now. That's until you don't joke with. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke it. Please take that words back. Take it back. I said, why are you angry that your daughter will become like what you are watching? I thought you are being entertained. Say, no, I can never burn a child that will be like that. I said, So you know that's wrong. And you are watching it. She changed it immediately. That was the last time I ever heard her talk about Big Brother Niger. Because she talked about it. I did not preach, that was all the preaching. She went, she before she slept, I'm sure she thought about it. If I don't want my child to become like this, why am I watching? Because what they see would definitely affect them. You know, some people don't know why they have serpentine spirit on their inside. Serpentine spirit. They wonder why they come to church, but they still love women too much. Why they come to church, but they love men. You know, some girls love men. They make it look like it's only guys that love women. Girls too love men. Yes. Like they lost over men. It's very, very true. You know why that happens? Because you see, you subject yourself to demonic programs. Programs that demons pioneered. You are watching a music. I was sitting somewhere to eat, and when they played a particular video, I told the guy, can you change it, please? He was like, oh, sir, but I love people. I said, okay, just mute it. If you hear the words that guy was saying, but that was entertainment. They are playing it everywhere. Get it in. And I'm like, what is really happening in the world? And I asked myself, is this what people are watching every time? And they are dancing to? And that's why one time when I saw his dance in church, I rebuked people immediately. He can never be an inspiration to the church. We are the light of the world. They are not the light of the church. Some of you don't want us to talk about sin. Those things will be like, Pastor, just leave that topic. The sin is just sweet. Let's leave it like that. No. They are not the light of the church. We are the light of the... Are you listening to me tonight? Very important. See, don't be like, hey, Pastor, so what kind of dance you want us to dance? Just dance any beautiful dance. We are not called to dance. We are called to win souls. Now, dance is beautiful. If I see people dance well, I like it. But the call is not to dance. You've been called from every tribe, every nation, every people to dance for the precious name of Jesus. Is that what the Bible said? It's to go into the world and make what? Disciples from all nations. You see these little vibes sometimes we are bringing to all these vibes. So some of you know the problem with you don't like discipleship. They've not finished this. When you don't disciple people that were in the world, when they come to church, they'll start discipling the church. That's what is happening in certain places. Because they never went through discipleship. Through discipleship, we'll remove Egypt. Because you were a slave there. So we have to remove that mentality. And it will pain you. It will pain you. Remember, they almost beat Moses up. It will pain you. Pastor will stop a lot of things in your life. That's wrong. That's not supposed to be happening. You know, one time I was teaching and I told my pastors, I said, you see, the problem our fathers of faith have with some of us is this. We claim to be a people that have higher revelation, but the fruit thereof does not prove it. Well, we're not saying that this. See, I tell you the truth, there are revelation in our generation. But I tell you, most time it ends in that revelation. And I think a lot of times we are working in assumptions of this revelation. That's why the fruit is showing darkness instead of light. You can't tell me you are so much in the glory and the proof is that you have bore your 2 years as a guy. That's the proof that you are a new creation. If anybody be in Christ, he that the Son of Man has made free, as free indeed. Prove it. Watch out. You have died one side. Now, I'm not saying these things are sins, but if... Now, actually, they are wrong, okay? Because there's a way I said it now that some people be like, okay, prophet, understood. They are wrong. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? One time, I saw a lady in church. I saw here, like, there were like three here. And I said to them, she was nowhere to talk to her. Nobody. Do you know when I saw her, when I wanted to start teaching, the song that started playing in my head was, I hear the chains falling. I heard the chains. There were chains everywhere. Nose, ears. I'm sure she even has on her waist, even though I did not see. Then I saw on her legs. Chains everywhere. I shared that video with some of you. A lady, I saw it on Facebook. They asked her, what phone are you using? She said, iPhone 15 Pro Max. They said, how did you get it? She said, ah, they bought it for me with her beg. Then I said, who bought it for you? She said, people's father. They knelt down and begged me to collect the money. The guy now said, how do you get them to do that? What kind of beauty do you have? He said, look at it now. My Kayamata. See, if you don't know God, anybody that has the slightest spiritual edge will finish you. You can imagine people's father, their salary, with like 8 children in the house, is going to one girl. Because she has what? Spiritual edge. You, they say, no God, your leg is like this. You love God, but you love Big Brother Nigeria. There is no way you can walk in the glory. There is no way. If you want to do this, God, do it to the finish. And let me tell you something. God sponsors holy living very well. He has it already on your inside. The Bible says the grace of God has appeared to what? All men. Teaching them how to work. Say no. That word teaching means capacitating them. He works on your inside. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, it is God that works in us both to what? And the doing of what? It's good pleasure. Is there Ephesians? Yeah, I guess so. Huh? The Bible says we are the workmanship of God. passion for only what? Good works. Not bad works. Anytime you talk about bad works, you can't even predict us to be there. We are sons of light. Are you listening to me tonight? So I'm trying to introduce to you how that God has finished everything, even though our flesh is seeming to prove that God has not done anything. He has done everything. Everything. We just read it here. Is it because if you ignore what God has done for the flesh, you start making confessions like this. You see, some doctrines we have in church, it is problem that created those doctrines. Doctrines like this, listen carefully. Whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. Are we okay? The Bible says in a great house are many. Some are for what? Normal purposes. You see, some, I love the NIV's rendition. Can we read it together, please? Give me the NIV. NIV, you will love it. I told you 40 minutes, you thought I was joking. If you observe, I'm finishing already. If you know me, I'm already finished. These are my finishing lines. Let's read together. In a large house, there are what? Articles. Not only of what? And what? But also of what? And what? Some are for what? And some are for what? Common use. You want to be for common use? Common use. See, the thing is not about what if you catch a born again man sleeping with a woman and he dies on her? Where will he go? Such a stupidious question. Such a useless question. What makes you, if it was for you to think about that, it means you are either a fornicator or an adulterer. And you don't want to stop. You think God is joking when he said he has given you everything for life and godliness? Everything? He wasn't joking when he said you are partakers of my divine nature? Why are we joking with God? He said by the understanding of these great and precious promises, you have become what? Partakers of my what? Divine nature. Second Peter. And if what? Escape the corruption that is in the world through us. We are not trying to escape. We have escaped by the reason of God's nature. You can't have God's nature and fall a prey to the devil. It's not possible. We overcame from death because we have on our inside this DNA. Not born again of the will of a man again, born of God. Version 3 now. You are born of God and have overcome the world because the greater one lives in you. It's a day that are born of God cannot sin. If you like, insult, create stupid doctrines. The Bible has said it. Your problem is maybe you don't understand what it means to be born of God. He said we are born of the incorruptible seed. If your own seed is corruptible, it will not be proven. You'll be walking in sin. The litmus test that what really gave birth to you as a child of God, that it is God's word, is that you can't just sin. Verse 6 of this same part of scripture, we're going to read out together, everyone. Verse 6, 1, 2, read. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever what? Has neither what? Nor what? So if you know him, you can't continue in your sin. I don't care how you feel about this. It is the truth. Stop trying to feel good about it. Just believe it. God does not care about your feelings when he's saying reality. This is reality. He is way, he is what? Truth. And his word. It doesn't matter how many times Satan has done you smack down. This is the truth. Rise up again. You are not supposed to be on the ground. Don't normalize sin. It's people that have tried sometimes, and I'm not trying to insult them. You try. Be sincere. Keep on trying. Instead of agreeing to the devil that whatever you do in the flesh does not matter, keep on trying. But of course, don't be trying. Alright? Don't be trying. Because Jesus has done everything for you. Are you listening to me? He has done so much for you for you to try by your own human strength. Instead of your own, you can do. You always become a prey to the devil if you try to do it on your own. You can do nothing. He said, I have given you. I am not going to give you. By this eternal life at work in you, he said, I have given you everything for what? Popular scripture. John 3:16. For God so, what is the proof that he loved? Did he just leave us like that? He gave us something. His love gift, eternal life. He gave us. So love the world, he said, take eternal life. That whosoever believes in him will not perish. Why? He has eternal life. We will not perish because we have eternal life. He loves us. And so he gave us eternal life so that we will not perish. He didn't give us to keep on perishing. Are you listening to me? It may not make sense, but it's the truth. See, and listen to me, it truly makes sense to say that God has given you everything to stop sin. Why did he come and waste his death? He died, was buried, and resurrected so that you keep on sinning sometimes. You think, oh my goodness. He said, my people perish for lack of, not lack of death, burial, and resurrection. Lack of what death, burial, and resurrection has done for them. They perish for lack of that information. Paul was explaining this thing to us more like a miniature microcosm. In Romans 8, 6 and 6, I always do it here. Romans 6 and 6. It says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be what? Done away with. What has happened with the body of sin? It has been done away with. Knowing this, that our what? Old man was what? And the body, that body that permits sin, that makes it easy for sin to find expression. In biology, we call it more like an ecological niche, an environment suitable for an organism to express itself. The environment suitable for organisms for sin to express itself is the old body, but it has been removed. Right now, there's no suitable environment for sin to express itself. And that's why in Romans 8:1, the Bible says let's read it together. Let's read it together. One, two, read. There is therefore now. Somebody say, now. No word. To them who are in word. Because they don't walk according to the flesh, but they walk according to the spirit. Jesus made a declaration. He just said something that is happening. He said the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Now, if you are aligned to the one that is willing, you'll be willing to. The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Paul said, walk in the willing one. Walk in the spirit, and you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh, because the flesh is weak. Question is, who is a spirit? A spirit is not a ghost. The resurrected Jesus was a spirit, and he's a spirit, and he ate fish. Are you listening to me? And my friend said he almost seems like Jesus did ukauka as a spirit, because he said bread and fish. You get what I'm trying to say? It's close to carbohydrate. My goodness, some people are licking their mouth already. Spirit ate its fish. You know the way TV people say ice fish? He ate it. Shoo. And when he wanted to go to heaven, the fish did not fall on the earth. When he was moving into the heaven, the fish did not fall. He said, everything on the earth fall. Go back. Everything, go back. So when you are eating apple, you are a spirit. Spirit give birth to what? Spirit. I want this thing to hit you. If you are like Christ, you are not a fleshy human being. You are not the flesh. Now, this is the most difficult part. If you think you are a fleshy person, you will keep on sinning and dying. You keep on liking women and men. I'm telling you the truth. Because you are in the one that is not willing. The spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. See verse 5 of same part of scripture before we come back to verse 2. Verse 5. Very fast. Verse 5. It said, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds. Why are they living according to the flesh? They've set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the spirit, they've set their mind on the things of the spirit. He proves it in verse 6. Let's read together verse 6. One to read. For to be carnally minded is, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. I mean, if you see yourself through the lenses of your flesh, you are dead. You must sin and die. That was the fall. Adam said, I'm naked. Meaning he saw himself from the lenses of the flesh. That's what Moses is trying to explain to us. He saw himself from the lenses of the flesh. He said, I'm naked. He had always been naked. But he didn't see, because there was a glory covering. Remember that glory that Paul spoke about in 2 Corinthians, I think 5? We long and abiding that what is mortal be swallowed up by life. By life. And we have received that life in abundance. The Bible said the enemy has come to steal, kill, but destroy. But Jesus has come that you may have. And life in fullness. We don't see ourselves from the lenses of the flesh anymore. We see ourselves from the lenses of the world. We are spirits like Jesus. See what he says in verse 2. Everyone read. Everyone read. Verse 2. We're going to read together. 1, 2, 3.
4, 5. Oh my God, where are these guys tonight? Rapo sukata lavaya. Liga dos. You devil on that TV, leave. Want to read? For the law of the spirit of life in has made me free from the law. There is another law. It's called the law of the spirit of life. Where is that law? In Christ. Now, where are you? If any man be, here's the word. You live by another law, a higher law. This law has made you free from the law of sin and death. Look at verse 3. What the law could not do, in that it was weak, because of how powerful and weak the flesh was, Jesus did. He defeated sin, even sin in the flesh. But see, the only reason why you keep on walking in sin is because you are carnally minded. Meaning in your mind, you are seeing yourself as flesh. And remember, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. The same thing they say sin cannot do, they say flesh and blood cannot do. 1 Corinthians 6:9. He said immorality cannot inherit the kingdom of God. He said gay LGBTs cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Now they've added QT and whatsoever in it, more demons. He said all of those amebos were in, they cannot inherit the kingdom of God. He mentioned a few things. Then now look at it, substitute everything for flesh and blood. In other words, why all of these things are happening is because you are carnally minded. He said you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So you see, if the flesh is in the wrong state, it cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That's why God had to do something for the flesh. That's why the word became flesh and what dwelt among us, showing us the possibility that it is possible for the word of God to become flesh and live with men upon the face of the earth. I can live with in holiness, righteousness, with the healing anointing upon the face of the earth. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah. I'm not ordinary. I refuse to be ordinary. He said, yeah, come to Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, in an innumerable multitude of angels. Now, I get sick when people are not conscious of these things. He said, you are in an innumerable multitude of angels. Do you believe that? Think about it for a moment. Meaning the angels around you are innumerable. How the hell are you getting sick? I refuse to be sick from today in the name of Jesus. My defense is so strong. It's too strong. Innumerable multitude of angels. He said, we're inside. We're at the center. They are guiding us. Why? We carry the glory of God. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? So they are arranged around their temple. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Many angels. More like the hotspot of angels. Are you here tonight? That's what the Bible said. You know, some people are like, this thing you are saying are too much for man. We can never be those things. You are being unnecessarily humble. Unnecessary humility that leads to death. He has said so that we may boldly say. He didn't say for us to say our mind. If you follow the human mind, you will never agree you are like God. And you'll be thinking you are being humble. It is Satan. Satan is a liar. Check the Bible. He will come like a good person. He came to him. He said, did God really say you should not eat? Say, God said I should not eat. He said, if we eat, we will die. He said, okay, God is not actually lying. Alright, but you will not truly die like that. What will happen is that your eye will just open. He redefined the consequences of sin. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Just like they tell some people who are gays, they say, no, it's not your, it's God that created you like that. Some things just miss road, so you now start behaving like a woman. They lie to you. And they say it's okay. It's okay for a man to like you and for you to like a man. I said one time on a Tuesday, we don't marry a man and a man. We cast the demons out. See, it will never happen in our lifetime. No. No. The Bible says we are a city set on the hill. See, if Christians gather and create their own country, we'll be bigger than any country in the world. Our common union is Jesus. If they want to start problems in the US and UK and Nigeria, we'll just gather somewhere and create our country. I'll be bigger than any country in the world. All we need is land, not money. And things will be working. Are you listening to me? That's why I tell you, Christianity is an agenda. A kingdom agenda. Our goal is to bring heaven to the earth. And since flesh and sin cannot inherit the kingdom, that is why flesh has to live, for the spirit to dominate. Are you listening to me? If we don't properly understand what Jesus has done for us as regarding the flesh, we cannot inherit the kingdom. So that doctrine that says whatever I do in the flesh that they will use to bring kingdom, does not matter. You now know where it's coming from. Paul called them doctrines of demons and devils. He called them doctrines of devils. They only produce weak Christians. It's not possible for me to be like God. How can you say I can be perfect? So you and Two-Face now, there's no difference. He thinks that nobody can be perfect. You think like that too. And the fruit thereof shows. No perfect man can live above cheating. You have already declared it from the beginning. Some of you don't know that your husbands are already telling you, the men coming to you claiming that your husband are showing their weakness already. From their doctrine, you know their failures. You can predict it. Because as a man thinks, that's how he is. If you come to him and say, I'm perfect like Jesus, I say, no, nobody can be perfect. You will run away. Even though he's not manifesting it yet, you will manifest it one time. Dr. Kais will always say, there is no beautiful unbeliever. It's a matter of time. There's always a price. If this girl does not do you, don't worry. When you are like 10 years in the marriage, another girl will enter your heart. Almost immediately when your wife slaps you or something. But if you're on the rock, when the flood of life comes, some of this flood of life is women's problem in the house. When they come, he said, you keep on standing. You keep on standing. It doesn't matter. Your wife talks to you anyhow, you go out. A lady is trying to be nice to you, you know it's Satan. Say, hi, handsome man, why are you talking like that? Why are you being... I'm like, get behind me, Satan. I know this is you. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you here? I was teaching somewhere. I said, we don't need relationship seminar. Even the people that created it have broken up. We don't need it. What we need is Christ seminar. Husband, love your... As Christ, Shekinah. If a man does not know Christ, he cannot love his wife. Teach Christ enough, no man will cheat on his wife. We don't need relationship seminar. I've been watching people who are in relationship for many years. In fact, there was a book I even bought one time. When people divorced, I didn't know what to do with the book again. Because we're teaching us how to have a wonderful, they're not divorced. And give up a relationship. You can't say that. See, that's why I believe, a few preachers believe this too. Inside everything God has done, relationship cannot be a ministry. It's not possible. It's just one side of everything Jesus has done. In fact, God is excited when you say you're not mine. He's very excited. You think it's a lie? Sorry. You think it's a lie? Paul said, I wish. He was advising them. Then he now said something like, thank God I'm not married, so I'm not part of that advice. You know, one time somebody came to me and said, sir, the Holy Spirit is forcing me to enter a relationship. Forcing me. I said, shut up! The Holy Spirit does not force you to enter a relationship. If you're about to enter and you tell the Holy Spirit, what do you think? Should I leave? The Holy Spirit will shout, leave, oh! Leave! Come and serve me. But it's not against marriage. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But if you want to enter, do it the right way. If you desire mastery, yet no crown, strive how? Love. You know why they've been cheating on you? You don't want to follow God's will. That's why it's 5 relationships and it's still counting. You're almost going to fall in love again. I'm warning you. The one that should come now should know Christ. And the problem with some of these guys that know Christ is that they don't look cute. Even though they are cute. You know, there's a difference between looking cute and being cute. You can be cute and don't know how to look cute. Their neck are always like this. They are concentrating on the kingdom. When you come, all these unbelievers that have time to read Songs of Solomon and are telling you lies, they are reading Bible, they are praying in tongues. So when God speaks to them, they come to you and say, Thus says the Lord, that you are my wife. I may not have silver and gold, I may not have, but I promise you, if you walk with this vision, like get there, but you'll be wondering, what is wrong with this guy? As he's finishing, the unbeliever message you in the evening. Can I take you out? I just want to take you to somewhere so that you... But we promise you, if you follow those ones with television, you watch us in that television. We promise you, we shall see. You better follow us. Are you listening to me tonight? My wife was so wise. She followed me. You know, if I tell you my story, you'll be so shocked. I didn't want a relationship. I was actually scared. Now, I didn't say she forced me to enter a relationship. In the vision, she was pursuing me. It's not a lie now. The way people are shouting, you think I'm lying? It's not a lie. In the vision, I told you 2 years ago, I was always trekking home on campus after ministrations. So they don't know how I go home. They don't know how I come to church. They don't know how I go. They just see me preaching and they're always excited, but they don't know anything about my life. So one of these days we finished. So they were, we just greeted, then they did not see me again. That is in the vision now. I just hid myself. I followed them. Those secondary school, what? Technical school. I hid myself there, so I started trekking home through second camp. By this side, always around the dark, that's where I like to walk. And she started pushing me in the dream. She said, where are you going to? I said, I'm going to ease myself. She said, it's a lie. You're not going to ease yourself. This is how you trek home every day. I said, no, I can't trek. There's a mighty supply. I can't trek. I refuse to trek. She said, I know, but you will still trek today. I said, in the vision. So I said, you can go now. I want to ease myself. She said, okay, I'll wait for you. When you are done, we'll go together. I said, no, you can't follow me. She said, I will follow you. So I started running and she was following me. I was running to her. When I came to church the next day, that's how I was following me everywhere. Pastor Emma was there. He can tell you. I was trying to go home. She came and was greeting me. She wore green. I will never forget that day. Green gown. Evening, sir. I said, how are you? Where's Pastor Emma? He will prove he was there. Because when I was greeting her, he was laughing by the side. Pastor Emma, Kai. He was looking at me and laughing. I said, how are you? What made him laugh was the fact that I said, I like the way you greet me. Because before I said that, I made sure there was no member around. So I told her, I like the way you greet me. Can you be greeting me like this every time? She now said, yes, I'll be greeting you like this. You better know Christ. I did not have one naira at that time. Well, you can't tell that now, brother. I did not have one there. Calm down. I'm not broke. Do you understand me? I have money. I'm not trying to make you excited. By God's special grace, in the name of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. But that time, she told me that there was one of her friends saying that she was the lucky one. She'll be eating our tithe and offering. I started laughing. Because she's the one giving the tithes and offerings. No, she did not say anything. I celebrated her birthday one time, Star Sharma, years ago. I took her there, we sat down, we greeted ourselves, we walked. When we were close to her house, I put her on bike 150, I trekked home. She can tell you, I'm not lying. She said, Pastor Simon, what are we doing here? I said, I just wanted to know that these are the kind of places I'll be bringing you in the future. He said, is that how? I said, yes. Can we go now? He said, okay. That was how she celebrated her birthday. One naira. How many of you break up with me that day? 2 days later, when I saw her messaging me, I was like, oh, I think this one has passed the test. Recently, we were talking. The sister said, no, all of us are there. She's the only one here in the country. See, we don't know. I said, me too. I told the sister, I don't know why she's following you. I told her to follow you people that time and go outside. Say, no, maybe she knows what she's looking for. And I said, maybe, probably she knows what she's. But I did not force her. Know your place in Christ, and every other good thing will be added unto you. Some of you have been toasting women. Oh, your name now is Noah. You don't know Christ. That's the problem. Because if you know Christ, you'll not be toasting everybody. You will know the one. You know something when God gives a wife? It's a lie. God does not give. God gives a wife. If you like, insult us. God gives a wife. He gives. See, when you hear the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will teach you what to do. You will hear a voice by your back telling you, his wife now that you know your voice. It comes to wife now, they say, marry what you like, what you like. Walk by faith, not by sight. It comes to wife, marry what you see. God did not change the condition for a believer when it comes to marriage. He said, walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith. If you follow what you are seeing, you'll be in trouble. You are not God. He knows everybody more than you. The guy may be acting all holy. If God know him, I don't know how to tell you this thing enough. God know that guy. Before him, every of his bad character is showing like this. God knows him. If you plug into God, he will tell you, hey, run away for your life. Or hey, that's the one. Are you listening to me? Years ago, another point I want to make is that, I know this is for somebody, even though it's the way conference and we're touching this. When I told my wife I want to marry her, she had somebody they were didn't like themselves or something. I don't even know how to explain it. They have promised themselves a relationship after school. Me, I just kept. So when she told me, I just removed my hand. I did not disturb the girl. I did not say one thing again. She was just crying at home. They said she would be in hostel be crying. Why is she crying? I don't know. And after that, told them, I sent some people. They should go and tell her, I'm not liking her again, that it was a mistake. She kept on crying more. That she can't sleep any longer. And there was already somebody. Do you know what happened? Someday, people just woke up and started calling her. We saw you with Prophet Simon married. Is there any connection between Prophet? Our sister too saw vision that we married. Visions were coming from everywhere. Visions now, water. One day, I just saw one message. Over 50, I love you on my WhatsApp. 50. I said, what is happening here? She said, I just want to tell you, I'm sorry for wasting your time. Blah, blah, blah. She wasted my time. Now, are you here? Have eternal life and every other good to be what? Added on. You can't have eternal life and be a womanizer. It can't happen. Because you have received everything for what? Life and God. I'm telling you the fact. See, when it comes to God, there is nothing about sin close within the parameters of God. I don't need to vet. As long as you add sin to that doctrine, it's not of God. You are so conscious, most of us are so conscious of this world and the ideologies of this world, that when we say you are perfect, you are finding it difficult to believe. God that created you say you can be perfect. He's calling you into the manifestation. He said, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. What do you respond boldly? I am. You boldly say it. Say, even if I say I will not sin, sometimes I will still sin. Who told you you will sin sometimes? A Christian is not a saint that sins sometimes. If you know me, the proof that you don't know the Lord is that you sin sometimes. And I tell you, I'm not trying to condemn you now. Plug into knowing Him. Have a walk with the Holy Ghost. So that while you have not finished knowing Him, He will even lead you. I did a teaching called The Holy Spirit, a series. I said, while He's teaching you Jesus, the mistakes you cannot see with your eyes that you're about to make, He will now give you special instructions not to make the mistakes. Are you listening to me? You will never be disadvantaged working with the Holy Spirit. Never. I've told people countless stories of my walk with Jesus. Never. You can't make mistakes when you walk with the Holy Ghost. Even when it seems like you are making mistakes, it's for your good. And listen, if you have made mistakes and start walking with the Holy Ghost now, the mistake, you carry it to the front for your good. That's how wonderful He is. There is no mistake. There is no regret in God. If today you make up your mind to follow Jesus, you will never regret your past. If today, as I'm talking to you, you say, God, I want to start following you, you will never regret your past. Any doctrine that tells you regret your past is a lie. The Bible says, if anybody be in Christ, it's a new creation. New creation, new world, new experiences, new results. In one day, the prodigal son came back to the father. He didn't even come back with the right motive. Let me show you. He came back because he was hungry. He said, my father's house, people are eating, even servants are eating very well. It was food. He was going back to collect. He said, even though they don't accept me, at least I'll eat good food. If the father had leveraged on the motive of his son, he would have been what? Swayed. Because he came back on the strength of food. That's why when he was coming from afar, he has planned his confession. Bless me, Father, for I have said. The father hugged him. He said, say no more. Because I rely on my love, not your confession of sin. And when he hugged him, he said, where is the robe of righteousness? Wear that white robe for him. He had not confessed any sin yet. What changes you is not your confession. What changes you is the love of God. Are you listening to me? He said, perfect love casts out fear. Have you seen when a young baby is running to her father? She's so bold. I heard a story of a general trying to finish some soldiers because something lost in the battalion. So he came in the morning. You bastard, I will kill your fathers tonight. All of you here, you are dead. I will bury you people alive. You are dead. You are going to guard room. And the daughter came out from the car. Daddy! Nobody could stop her in the parade. If a civilian moved there, he would die. Nobody stopped that baby. They knew it was the general's daughter. She was coming. The man that was shouting veins everywhere turned to his daughter. Hey, sweetheart, is that play? He now said, all of you are lucky today. That's how he left. What made change his mood? His daughter. He told all of them, he said, you are lucky. You are all lucky today. That's how no penalty again. No penalty. God is my father. The Bible says he rejoices over us with singing. See, if you love, if you understand the love of God, it will get you intoxicated. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I tell you, you just have this holy boldness. He said, I've not given the spirit of fear again, but the spirit of what? Sound mind, power, love. See the combination. Sound mind, power, and love. What a combination. While we are walking in love, you are sound. You are bold. You can take opportunities by the hand. You are not timid. Are you listening to me tonight? You choose big things in life. They say choose your salary. You say 1.5 million. You know why some people cannot say 1.5 million and they will say 450 or 400? In our church, there was a lady that said 400. They added 50,000 to her. She didn't know that time. Now, I'm sure she's praying for another person that will have mind to tell her choose your salary. The people say it's not enough. Let's add her 50,000. So it became 450. Now, if they say choose your salary, I'm sure she'll start from 2.5. She can take big bites now. I was teaching one of my boys how to apply for jobs, remote jobs. They said choose your salary. He was now choosing $500 to $1,000. I said, what in this atmosphere? I said, write $2,500 to $5,000. That's what a regular human being earns in the U.S. I said, so write that monthly. All these white people that will come here and be giving us 120 and 200, they know they are wicked people. I was teaching them, showing them a story. A friend of mine, we gathered together as a data analyst. He was taking an interview from a white man. And the white man was, they referred him. So the white man was trying to interview him. So he was asking him questions. He now told the man, sir, if let's talk price. He told the interviewer, sir, let's talk price. All these questions you ask, you know I know it. Let's talk price. You've not even asked any important question. The man said, okay, I'm sorry. True life story. He said, I'm sorry. How much would you want me to pay you? He said, I will start with $5,000. Can you pay $5,000? He said, no, I'm going to give you $1,500. He said, for what? He now ended the call. He said, sir, in our community, how can they be talking to us like, why are they wicked? I'm not looking for what to eat, though. I'm not looking for what to eat. I said, before I advise you, anytime you have a job of $1,500, you're going to give me, I have some boys I want to give first, but let me advise you. What has happened to that guy? He knows his worth. He understands his worth. Even though $1,500 now, as I say, some people shout, hey, whoa, whoa, he understands his worth. He said, I'm not looking for what to eat and drink. That means to him, that is money to just eat and drink. He was not shouting, how much is my fuel in Abuja? How much is my diesel? I'm working for, I know what is. In fact, I'm not doing that kind of rubbish job again. We are building our company. I said, okay. Meanwhile, if you have another $1,500, send the dollars first. We'll get to that point where my boys will now say, or my girls will say, no, 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 no. We can't take that. For now, they can take it. Can you take it? And when I said that, I said, I didn't think you deserve, you want that. I said, you didn't think what? I have some lions that when you say $500, they are jumping. You know what is $500 in Nigerian currency? How much is that? Eh? Who would they pay that salary here that will not come and give testimony here? I want to thank God for the prophetic and apostolic mantle in this house. Last week, prophet declared, I got a job, $500. People of God said, Jesus, you know your worth. We've been blessed with all spiritual and physical blessings. Where do we align to receive? In heavenly places, where? In Christ Jesus. You are qualified for big things. So this is your quality of life. Don't settle for less. Say, I deserve the best things of life. And I just have this feeling of people be like, Pastor Simon, you didn't talk about salvation. Do you know what salvation means? Soteria? It means God saving us in whole. Wholly. It simply means that God, you know, Adam did not only, firstly, he didn't touch the zenith of his life. But you see, Adam lost a lot of things. He lost Eden. The Bible said, guard the way to the tree of life so that man will not eat and live forever in the wrong state. God does not have a problem of us living forever. But living forever in the wrong state, he does not want. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So I submit to you, this thing they say that where will you spend eternity is not true. Only the righteous will spend eternity. Only the righteous. But this is the point. He said, guard the way to the tree of life. Don't allow Adam to enter Eden because of the tree of life. In other words, if we now have access to Christ, the tree of life, we have access to Eden. What am I trying to say? Now that you have Jesus, every other good thing has been added on to you. It is part of what Adam lost. But the major thing was the tree of life. So the gold are yours. The silver are yours. The cattle above a thousand hills, they are yours. I submit to you, the Lord is helping you develop capacity right now. Some of you, the visions you have that are very small, the Lord is expanding it in your mind right now. You begin to put visions in your heart like Abraham. Now when you step out, you say, no, this thing is too small. I deserve bigger things. Some of you go back home and say, Lord, I'm putting a benchmark. I'm making 10 million this year in the name of Jesus. How will it come? I don't know, but I know it will come. Lord, I'm believing you for an idea. We're having a meeting, and I don't know if some of you saw the video. I was teaching this. I say, you are praying and the Lord gives you a word. Pop! You are praying and a scripture comes to your heart. You are praying for breakthrough and the Lord gives you an idea. What do I mean? You start thinking of a business while you are praying. Why do you think that's a coincidence? Rabakata, God is a very good father. Libra Gasuba, Lord, I'm trusting you for an idea to make a lot of money. Liga Basukata, Ligaba. Then you start seeing somebody. You start seeing somebody opening shop, tailoring shop. You start seeing tailoring shop. You see tailoring machines everywhere. You open your eye, you close your eye, you think it's your mind. Your mind? At that point, no, it's not a coincidence. We were doing this teaching like this in this church on a Tuesday. And I said, for instance, to prove it to you, sometimes you are just praying in tongues and God say, for instance, you are Deborah. She's your cousin. There's a lady here. Her name is Deborah. She's your cousin. And blah, 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 blah. She's sick right now. But in the name of Jesus, she gets healed. Somebody stood up and told me, sir, that's my sister's name. She's Deborah. She's currently admitted. She's getting... Now, a practical demonstration that this is how God does this. Just to help our faith that day. He came after service and we prayed with him. I gave him a handkerchief. He has not returned it till now. I said, just lay it on her and she recovered immediately. A practical demonstration that what we are saying is true. When you go back home tonight, it's not a coincidence that this night something enters your heart. You must have that holy impetus to execute anything that comes to your heart. It is God. It's not a coincidence that at this time you are thinking what you are thinking. As I'm talking now, some of you are thinking of breaking up. It's not a coincidence. As I'm talking now, you just thought of somebody, Samson, breaking up with Samson, breaking up with it. It's not a coincidence. Go and break up. Some of you need to break up to make progress. I'm telling you the truth. Go and break up. If not, you'll not make progress. I'm telling you the truth. I can sense it as a prophet. I'm smelling relationship breaking around there. I'm smelling it. They're hiding their faces. They give me 1 minute, I'll pick you up. It will break. And it's God. A light break. Are you listening to me? Allow that relationship go. People should stand up. All of you in relationships, stand up. Listen. Oh, it's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. You see? They stood up and then sat down back. Now I'm break up. You can't be saying, Lord, I'm taking the town, I'm taking the city, and one boy is toasting you out there who is not a believer. You can't go nowhere like that. Are you listening to me? I know what I'm telling you. Our generation must prove the word of the Lord. We must prove it. If we must prove it, we will not be friends with everybody. We must not be friends with everybody. We're only friends with the truth. I don't care who wants to be my friend or not. We should meet at the truth. The truth is the meeting point. My generation will see the power of God. My generation will see the glory of God. My generation will see it alive, not dead. Are you listening to me? We're going to turn nations around. We'll turn cities upside down. So mighty good, the word of God in the city of Makoni and the church prevail. It will happen. There is a time and it's coming very soon because of you. When this town will not be known for cultism again, it will be known for righteousness. Can you see it? As far as your eye can see, you can enter into it. Years ago, I didn't know my neighbor was a big cultist. I was declaring, we end cultism in Makodi by the power of the Holy Ghost. I don't care whether I'm the only one. The Bible says the kingdom of God can be likened to a mustard seed. It is small, but finally it will take over. We are the seed of the kingdom. A time will come, I tell you, cultism will end in this city. There comes a time in this city we will not be known for first in immorality, HIV and AIDS. We'll be known for civilization. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Innovations, I mean, great innovations. Powerful techies will rise from this city. Men like Daniel and Joseph, they'll rise. But hope you know Daniel is not Daniel because he only understood Python and JavaScript. When it was time for prayer, he would turn towards Jerusalem and begin to pray. People that know their God, he said, it was him that said it. They that know their God, they shall be what? And they shall do exploits. Let me shock you before we close. As intelligent as Daniel was, as intelligent and innovative as Daniel was, the king didn't think twice to kill him. Why? Because he refused to what? Bow to his God. Are you seeing that it's not your skill they are looking for? It's your allegiance, brother, to a deity. Daniel was the most intelligent. They wanted to kill him. Choose such an intelligent man in a lion's den. Lion that has not eaten for months. What height of wickedness. They didn't care about what Daniel had to offer. A lot of times you hear, it is about what you have to offer. It's not really about what you have to offer. That's one side of the coin. Why God will put you in big positions like that? I'm telling you. It's because on one hand you have what to offer in the physical. On one hand, you are a vessel suitable for the master's use in the supernatural. For special, you are not special because you understand all programming language. You are special because you have poured yourself from the latter. Are you listening to me? So men are seeing capacity in your understanding of physical stuff. God is seeing capacity because you have time for it. Now, if there's a combination of these books, nothing can stop you. Nothing in the world can stop you. Nothing in this life can stop you. That Daniel entered lion's den. I asked a lady years ago. The Lord gave her a breakthrough and she traveled. And as a pastor, I was concerned. Traveled out of the country and the rest. I was the one praying and praying, even with her friends. And when she started leaving, not coming to church, I called her. I said, watch the height where you are right now. If they throw you in lion's den, will lion eat you or you come out? Humbly, she told me, sir, I think the lion will eat me. I said, then you are not ready for the world. Don't allow anybody to deceive you. You are not ready. Come back home and pray. Come, let's cook you. Come and pray. Come and know your God. It is they that know their God that will do exploits. You know, these things people are saying they are discovering purpose these days. I've been warning. I heard Pastor Harry talking about it recently. You just stand up and because you like something, you say, that's my purpose. Your purpose is not what you just like doing. Are you even getting what I'm trying to say? You may not even like your purpose. If you plug into the Holy Ghost, He will tell you your purpose, it will blow your mind. Sometimes you just grow up and you are used to something, and as you grow up, you call that thing you are used to your purpose. It's not true. And I said to her, this is proof that you need to come back home and build yourself. You are not ready for the world. I'm not saying don't travel, but come and be praying in the Spirit. So that while you are traveling, you can stand the test of time. I know a lady way back in there, so she won Miss Idoma. Called me and was crying. What was the problem? Now that she has won, carry the car and the money, they are refusing to give her. There are three sets of men, an array of men. 2, 3, 4, 5. Remember, she will sleep with all of them before she carry her car and the money. She now asked me, Pastor, what? I said, what can a man offer in exchange of his soul? You want me to pray to kill those people? If God wants to do it, fine. What can leave that ticket change? Leave it. It is nothing compared to your soul. That was my advice to her. No need to waste your prayer. Father, kill them. Leave that ticket change. What is waiting for you when you obey God? It's more like what Satan told Jesus. Worship me and I'll give you all the glories of this world. Satan is a big liar. To prove to you that Satan does not even know what he's doing, he just talks anyhow. How can you tell the Lord of glory, the Lord of the earth? Remember the Bible said the earth is the Lord's. It's fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell in it. You are telling a man that owns everything that he should worship you and you give him everything? Little one at the end, he said, if I had known, I would have not crucified the Lord of glory. He didn't know who he was talking to. Satan does not know who he's trying. You and I know we are bigger than all of those temptations. He's trying to lure us through to mammon, through all of this rubbish, but we know who we are. Even if we leave 1 billion today, we'll get 5 billion tomorrow. Listen, I'm not part of those Christians that are saying, take the world and give me Jesus. I'm not a monk. See, when you have Jesus, you have the world. When you have Jesus, you have the gold. See, you know, God meet you and God, you jam at the point of your expectation. If you don't have the right knowledge, you will not have the right expectation. The Lord fulfills the expectation of the righteous, not the needs of the righteous. Your expectation is more like your faith. You stretch out your hand and God, He said, ask and you shall be what? Seek and you shall what? If you don't have knowledge, you will not expect the right things that you deserve. More like fulfilling Galatians 4, a child who will not inherit, even though he is master of all, living like a slave. No, stop those wrong songs. God wants to empower you with money. I'm telling you the truth. God wants to give you a lot of money. Some of you today who are working hard to become first class students, don't listen to other people who are not first class. God will use them in another area. Their time has passed in that education. But you see yourself, who is in 100 level. See, this is your first class you want to get. Don't see it as anything just physical. They are laughing at you that certificate is rubbish. It's an agenda you are pursuing. When you make this first class, you have the probability of becoming a lecturer. You have the probability of becoming an HOD. You have the probability of becoming a VC. What is happening is that you are telling God, I'm partnering with you so that you position me in the place of influence. Are you listening to me? So that when I get to that point, I'll be part of decision making. With who we influence. The Bible calls us ecclesia, decision makers, legislators of the kingdom. We don't just legislate from this part of the world. Some of you will enter politics. Some of you will legislate from medicine. Some of you will legislate from schools, from universities, polytechnics. Are you listening to me? Some of you get into the business world like Daniel. He didn't preach like this, but he was legislating for God. He said, King, I know that God used you to favor me, but you see, the destiny helper thing stops at a point. On this matter, we are not careful. We don't bow to your God. And he said, we are killing you. He said, no problem. The three Hebrew boys also, they carried them. They said, yeah, eat food belonging to idols. They said, we will not eat. At the sound of the music, bow. Said, we will not bow. We will not listen. We don't dance to worldly song. It doesn't matter. On our wedding day too, we don't play it. And they're saying, you too do. No, we are representing a government. Are you listening to me? We are part of a kingdom. Decision makers, legislators in this kingdom. Ambassadors in this kingdom. We can't do rubbish. I went to marry my wife. They said I should buy alcohol. I don't hate their culture. I said I can't buy. They say you give money for it. I said I will not give. I'll give you wine. The one that nobody has ever taken before. And they said no marriage. I own my car. She cried. They called me back. I said okay. I don't know when you people started culture with kai kai. Before there was kai kai, there was I am. They say if you don't do it, you will not have a child. You don't have a child because of you did not give kai kai. Why are you believing rubbish? That's why it happens to you. In my wedding, I told you I was dancing. That's why you don't dance foolishly into the flesh. And the Lord opened my eyes. I saw a woman carrying money to hit my wife on the head. She was just bringing it, timing her head. And I held her hand. People are looking at me in the dance floor. I called, was it Jairi? I just pushed her hand to Jairi. Jairi held her and took her out. She was timing the head. And my eyes went to her. She was. And I just held her hand. But what if I was dancing? Even your boo has a boo. I can't see in that realm. It will be blurry. See, they will call us old school. We don't mind. When we say new creation, we are not saying Gen Z creation. Kingdom is not Gen Z. Kingdom is kingdom. Fornication is a boy sleeping with a girl that they are not married to. There is no new dictionary definition of fornication. If you are kissing, you are fornicating. If you are rubbing your bodies, you are fornicating. And you cannot inherit the kingdom. Stop tapping currents. You cannot inherit the kingdom. Adultery is adultery. There is no modern day definition of adultery. Adultery is adultery. It's a man sleeping with another person's wife or another lady while he's married. And we've been capacitated to live above it. We are not commanding you to do what you don't have what it takes to do it. The Bible says we have received everything for and what? Partakers of his divine nature. It said they that are dead are free from sin. We'll read this last scripture and pray. Are you ready? Colossians 3 and 1 from the Amplified Rendition. We'll stop at verse 3. Then we stand up and begin to pray. In fact, be on your feet. I told you 40 minutes, you thought I was joking. Now, 1, 2, read. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing, keep seeking, welcome, seated at the right hand of God, hallelujah. Were you dead with Christ? Were you buried with Christ? Did you resurrect with Christ? Leave the things in the grave. Let me show you one of the things in the grave. Romans 6 and 7. We'll come back here very fast. For the person who has died with Christ has been freed. Free from the power of sin. We are not dying. We have died in Christ. What has happened? We left sin in that grave. Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? No, we can't walk in sin any longer. If you go to verse 11, read verse 11 for me very fast. It says, very fast. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin and your relationship to it broken. but what? Alive to God. In what? Unbroken fellowship with Him in Christ Jesus. See yourself. Carry that consciousness. Tomorrow morning you wake up, I'm dead to sin. I can't live in sin any longer. See yourself like that. See yourself like that. See yourself like that. Verse 12. Hallelujah. It said, therefore do not let sin to reign in your mortal body so that you obey His laws and passion. On the strength of what God has done, see, we are debtors, like I said. He said, don't let sin mortify the desires of the flesh. You feeling the thing, change the direction of your mind. Change it to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. You know, the believer has what we call the fruit of the Spirit, called self-control. The ability to tell your body to stand still and not fulfill the desire of the devil. That body should only manifest for your wife, not even your girlfriend, your wife. You have the ability to say, body, you are under control. In the name of Jesus, you are under control. It's called self-control. The next time Satan comes knocking at the door, what do you tell your body? Body, you are under my control. God gave me authority over you, body. One of the root words in Hebrew for flesh is etz. Etz. So in other words, the first thing Adam must have control over was himself, his flesh, so that he has total control upon the face of the earth. A man who doesn't have control upon the for himself does not have control over the earth. Anything can happen to you. It's like a city without walls. And so the Bible says, sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law. You're under a more powerful covenant, grace. Read verse 2 of Colossians 2, I promise you, and there. Now verse 2, very fast, in the Amplified. Everyone read together. Everybody. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Colossians 3 and verse 2. 3 and verse 2. Set your mind and keep focus habitually on the things. Make it a habit. Whatsoever is good, think of it. Whatever is wonderful, think of it. Whatever is upwards, think of it. Don't think anything down, think anything up. Your life is upward and frontward. Are you listening? Don't think failure. You know you can't fail. Shift failure. I can't fail. I can't sin. Satan will tell you, this is not the first time you say you will not do it again. You did it again. Boy, you are addicted. You tell Satan no. If anybody be in Christ, it's a new creation. I choose today to believe that I'm a new creation. I see myself like that. The demons will be fighting. They'll be putting more thought. You said it the last time, you didn't stop. No, I stopped today. The spirit of faith is action. Satan, I stop. I'm ready for your war. I know I have the ability to control myself. No matter how tough it is, I will win. Because I'm on the rock. The wise widow digs the ground to build his house on the rock. And no matter what beat it, the flood of life that will beat it vehemently, it will not move because it is what? On the rock. I'm on the rock. We don't joke with sound doctrine. It's the rock, the source of our strength. Verse 3. We're going to end now. Ah, media. Verse 3. For you died to this world. I'm not hearing you shout. I will extend this service. All right. I don't see how many of you don't like God. But let's read together. With a loud voice, won't you read? For you died to this world. And your new and real life. This new thing we're talking about is not a new doctrine. It's the real stuff, brother. Jesus told them before Abraham was, I am. I am. This life has always been there. He said to the Pharisees, Moses taught you the law because of the hardness of your heart. But in the beginning, this was existing. In us not so, we are above only. Never be next. Never be next. I don't have the nature that has the probability to fall into the devil. And God is a light so shining, and in Him there is no trace of darkness, no bubble of turning. No trace of darkness in God. I'm caught up in God. I'm caught up in light. I don't think fear. I don't think darkness. I don't think weakness. I only think strength. Listen, we are bigger than any angels that you have ever read in scripture. The Bible said somewhere in scripture that the faces of the angels rise up as the Son of Heaven. When I read it, I started shouting. I was not rejoicing for angels. But the Bible said for a little while we were under the mercy of angels. The amplified version of Hebrews 2 and 7. For a little while, angels had authority over us. But now with the New Testament, we've been crowned with glory. And what? And the Lord has set us above all the works of His hands, including angels. If angels are as bright as the Son of Heaven, think about you. I was teaching here one day, and a young man was caught up in the glory. He was shouting. We were outside. He was still shouting and crying. We asked him what happened. He said, "Sir, while you were teaching, you were shining so bright." Now, I'm not trying to give that accolade to myself. He said it. He said, "I can't stop seeing it. I was just seeing it, and I couldn't help myself but started crying." You see, that is how you are in the realm of the Spirit. That is how you are in the realm of the Spirit. Libos kufa high. You are bigger than any trial. And when you even overcome the trial, you are not as... Don't define your victory from what you overcome. The Bible says you are more than even overcomers. More than conquerors. Go back home sound. Sound mind like that of a child. It's called sophronismus. The love of God has intoxicated you. You just know, is it the love of God, the perfect love of God, cast out fear. Perfect deliverance. It has cast out all fear. For fear is a snare. I refuse to fear. Pray in the Holy Ghost, somebody. Pray.
I'm sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.